Hello, Liam Horan here from SlinoAtCareers.com. We're a career training agency with offices nationwide, and a great deal of our work is done with teachers, would-be deputy principals, and indeed would-be principals. And I would like to talk today about the whole process of filling out application forms for school management positions. I'm going to look particularly at deputy principal forms. This is where a teacher is stepping up from one level to go to the next level, and there's a very extensive form frequently put in front of them to help them get, or to challenge them to see if they can get the job. The forms are not for the faint-hearted. I'd like to make a few points about them. First of all, read the detail very closely. There can be all sorts of conditions attached, for example, the length of pages involved, whether or not you should submit by PDF or in written format, what will debar you. I have seen one recently where if you don't include as a PDF, but simply as a Word document, you will be debarred from consideration. And I've heard cases where this has happened as well. So read the detail very closely. There is a temptation when you open the form to go direct to the key parts, your previous history, the competencies you bring, the examples you have to show them. Read the fringes as well to know exactly what the other parts are. And that's right down to knowing the closing date and time. They generally specify a time on a particular day. Okay. Second point I'd like to make is, early on, there are lots of things like, do you require a work permit? Are you registered with the teaching council? Is your registration up to date? Etc., etc. Take great care with those as well. They're pernickety. They're a little bit problematic at times because, you know, you've got to just make sure everything is in order there. Again, these are the small things that could trip you up, but please make sure they don't by taking your time there. But I suppose really when we talk about the application forms, the key areas that trouble people and where we do most of our work is helping people in those areas like the key competencies. What skills and knowledge have you developed as a result of the courses you have done is a one kind of question that people can find difficult. Outline your greatest achievements, perhaps three to date. List your extracurricular activities that you've been involved in. What aspects of your experience have prepared you for the role of deputy principal? Where have you been a leader of teaching and learning in your school? Where have you been a leader of school development? Where have you been a leader of people and teams? As you can see, a lot of detail required, and at times you're wondering, am I saying the same thing? Are they looking for the same thing? So you got to dive in deep to separate out your experience to get information that will fill the various questions that they ask. Okay, they ask about your communication skills, and sometimes there'll be a note there to say, to explain what they're looking for. So in what I have seen lately, and I'm going to read from it now, you know, the communications has the capacity to clearly articulate views, opinions and attitudes through effective and appropriate and empathic interaction with all stakeholders in a variety of situations and contexts. Demonstrates an understanding of clear and frequent communication with staff. Has a capacity to articulate clearly their vision for the school. Demonstrates good listening skills. So with that kind of guidance, it's clear that you're giving examples of when you did something, but you're not getting totally locked into the example. You've got to give the example context as well. So I did the following in the school. I showed my strong communication skills in doing it, but also in this way I was fulfilling a vision for the school. So it's like giving the higher level and the detail, not just to give the detail without giving the higher level, the context, the real contribution you were making apart from actually doing what you were doing, and also then doing what you were doing and telling them that while also giving the higher level. So it's a balancing act to give both together. And if you're constrained by word count there, that can be a problem as well. So you got to be to the point, you got to be sharp. There is a temptation to write quantity at the expense of quality in an application form. We would counsel against that. I believe there is a law of diminishing returns if you try to overmake the point. If you try to give too much detail, the reader will find it difficult to stay with it. And I know from the other side of the fence, you know, interview panels or panels shortlisting people, they have to find a way of organising themselves to actually compare the 10 candidates under each section, because they end up getting maybe a 16, 17, 18 page document, and they, they have to go and work their way through that through some criteria. So it's a very, very big job, and you need to make it easy for the interview panel by giving your information clearly, concisely, with that balance between detail and higher level stuff as well, for the want of a better word, okay? So then you're asked about organizational management and administrative skills. You're asked about self-awareness, self-management. Just what that might be is the notes they have under that is self-aware and has the capacity to self-manage and develop personally and professionally. Has the confidence, resilience and optimism to maintain an emotional balance in challenging situations and the capacity to work through these situations. Maintains a balance between the demands of work and personal needs and well-being. Is self-motivated and is committed to personal and professional growth and development. So again, you give experience of work you have done in the school and are in your community, or anywhere you have done work that can be shown that you have self-awareness and self-management. So if you've been involved in difficult situations, you give the detail without compromising anybody's entitlement to confidentiality and privacy. And, having given that detail, how you showed that self, how this shows you've had self-management. So, keeping your boundaries, not allowing incidents to overwhelm you, remaining fresh and focused so that all students can get your attention. So it's telling the story and giving what you learned from it and what you displayed in it, okay? You may be asked for a supporting statement as well. And at this stage, you may feel that having gone through all the previous sections, there isn't an awful lot, there isn't a great deal left to say. And frequently, there isn't a great deal left to say. But you've got to do something there as well. So you find yourself writing a great deal of information. You often get stuck trying to differentiate between where exactly should that go, have I done that earlier, is it okay to repeat it, etc. Okay. One pointer I would say is when filling out a form, to go through the key sections in the form, copy them and paste them into individual Word documents. So therefore the form does not feel like one big beast of a thing, but is actually maybe 12 or so subforms, and work through the sections individually. When you've done those, when you've got some feedback from colleagues, bring them back together towards the end into one form, okay? That is one of the major innovations we have introduced in working on forms at our end, is that it, in this way, you're not kind of constantly over and back through the form, particularly if you're working with somebody who's giving you feedback. So it does help to isolate your thoughts and break them down into the various sections that you're working on, okay? So some of those tips are practical, and also hopefully I think there's some more philosophical kind of thoughts in it as well. Application forms are a very, very onerous undertaking. You're busy with school, busy with family life, etc., and then you're trying to find time to do this. So by breaking it down that way, it will make it easier. But you've got to allow time. It really does take they can take an enormous amount of time. And also you've got to prepare yourself for the whole thing of, well, I work really hard in my job, and now I've got to go back over my career and find the various parts and give them life in terms of how I write them. So scribbling headings before you start, where did I show communication? Where did I show leadership? Before you dive into the form, some preparation like that will stand to you as well. I hope you find that useful. As I said, they're a big undertaking. Take your time with it. We would say get some professional help, wouldn't we? And if you do want to use us, we're on slino@careers.com. But no matter what you do, whether you're using somebody professionally or using a colleague to help you, make sure to take your time, plan it out, break down your individual sections to Word documents, and go at it systematically. Okay, thank you very much. Liam Horan here, as I said, from slino@careers.com. Best of luck.